That's what saying I love you means. That's what saying I want to marry you means. She tells you, I'm the firstborn. Out of how many? Seven. You said you still love her. What you are trying to say is, look, it's all right. We can find a way around it. Brothers, let me say your own quickly. Brothers, I can beg you in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. It's better to have a broken relationship, honorable. In fact, don't break relationships, end them. It's better to have an ended relationship than to have a scattered and pieces marriage. One, you can even thank you. What do you look for in a lady? God fearing too. You see that God fearing is the same for both male and female. God fearing. Exact same definitions as with the man. Nothing changing. Gender irrespective. The same God fearing. God fearing meaning you respect God. Many ladies don't respect God. Many ladies don't respect God. They respect themselves. They respect society. They respect every other thing but God. There are ladies who pride themselves in being bad girls, even if they are in church. They are happy when they look and say, you're a bad girl. They smile. That we go do. If you're a bad girl, it's a very bad, it's not a good comment. You know, many ladies feel guilty. Listen, I'm saying this from the depth of my heart. Many sisters, innocent church sisters, they feel guilty. Listen, they feel guilty for being innocent. You know, society makes it look like your eye has not opened. You've not been sleeping around. You've never drank in your life. You don't have a boyfriend. You are 20 years. You mean this is this? This is how your life is? And they make ladies feel guilty for being innocent. They look and say, she's a small girl. She's just growing old. Come to us. We have our legs. You see, you are happy for being bad. It's a different thing if it's your past. Jesus has helped you now. Or at least will help you this night. Are we together? God fearing. A woman who is not God fearing will have her husband and her sponsor. That's how she will marry. There is a husband and a sponsor. What is the sponsor for? Rainy days. What's the husband for? Every other thing. So once the going gets tough, she calls. Do you know how many women, married women, still call those who were their ex husband or ex-boyfriend or ex sugar son or ex whatever it is, and call the person after many years? A woman with 5 children still calls one small boy somewhere. How are you? Reporting her husband to the small boy. And the small boy say, how will we do now? I say, can we meet in so club at the back of that tree, just the way we used to meet before? You are married. The average lady still has affiliations with her past relationships, even in her marital home. I will say it, oh, my name is Joshua Selman. The average lady still has affiliations. I tell you this, you know I'm not lying. Some of you, as you are looking at me, you know it's true. Although you may be married, but you still call John. And it's not just brotherly, how are you? Is the family okay? No, John, I need help. You have to help me. This is my husband, you know he's a stupid man, John. I say, as it is always, you know, we know ourselves. I say, no problem, John. Can you do the transfer now? Praise God. That's why they are not faithful. That's why they are not desperate to change their husbands. When they come for prayer meetings like this and they say, if your husband is not doing well, pray. They are not praying. They know the prayer will be answered and they are not interested. So they rather just other people pray. And you see the woman just praying, just looking around. Because whatever happens, there is a, well, you don't say concubine for a man, do you? Somebody somewhere, an affiliate, who they are waiting for. Number two, brothers, what should you look at in a woman? A woman who is submissive to the man at all times. Submissive to the man on the line at all times. I don't have a problem with submission, but when? At all times. convenient or not. Submission has never been a choice. Write it down. That's your own part. Oh, apostle, you don't know how foolish my husband is. Don't worry, I'm coming. I've not finished. For now, just know your own role. Submit. Submission is a difficult thing. Listen, ladies, look at me. Let me tell you a big secret. Submission is a risk. It's a risk. You don't know the man too well. No matter how long you have been going out, submission is a risk. When you marry, you will discover many other things you never knew. Submission is by faith and it's a risk. It's a risk. You've not seen what the man can do when he has money. You've not seen what the man can do when he doesn't have money. You've not seen what the man can do when his job is under pressure. You've not seen what he's done if he's promoted to become a CEO. Yet the Bible says submit. Submission is a risk. You need the Holy Spirit to do it. That's why you have your own part to make sure that the authority you submit to has been vetted thoroughly by God. Hallelujah. You must submit to the man at all times. When ladies refuse to submit to their husbands and they say he's not man enough, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible did not say submit to man enough men. Apostle, he's not providing anything. I'm the one bringing the money. I'm the one paying the school fees. I'm not stupid. I know. Be word compliant. You can only judge disobedience when your obedience is complete. There are many ladies who want the men. Listen, and sisters, please hear me. Most of us, this mindset came from our mothers and our parents generally. We must correct it. The idea that a man must prove he is capable, then I will now submit to him. Hey, you are a hypocrite. You are doing this exactly what his secretary is doing in the office. Who will not submit to a man who gives you food? If I buy you a plate of food, won't you greet me like this the next time? That's what you want your husband to do. There is a difference between your husband and other people. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but it's the Bible. Remember, we agreed that we are going to submit to God in all things. That's the Bible. Submission is hard. I never said it is easy. I never said it is easy. You will be a fool submitting. It's sad, but it's the truth. Because there are times it will not make sense. Your friends will look at you and say, you are stupid. Why are you doing this? Your husband does not deserve you. It's true. But the Bible says. That's why for those of you who are not married and those of you who are not in a relationship, you should thank God. All this rush, I want to enter a relationship, my blood is hot. You will thank God now for this message. Because the relationship you would have entered will be the beginning of disaster. No guidance. Submit to the man at all times. And it starts from the relationship. It's not when you get married. No, it starts from the relationship. I know submission is not foolishness, but the Bible instructs it. You see why mentorship is good? You see why I spoke about a spiritual authority? Because if you are playing your role well and the man is not doing his thing, you have a right. That third party that has been authorized can come in and say, no, 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 no. Wife is doing her part well. And because the man submits to authority, he will listen. If it's deliverance, they will cast the demon out. If it's counseling, they will manage his pressures at the moment. But where you are submitting to a man who does not submit to God, does not submit to authority, you are in trouble. Big trouble. What is number three? Let's hurry up. What kind of woman should you marry, brother? A woman who is sacrificial and hospitable. Third point. Sacrificial and hospitable. In the 21st century, you marry a woman who cannot sacrifice, you have married disaster. There are many ladies who cannot inconvenience themselves for the growth of their homes. No. Hallelujah. The moment the man loses his job, the wife changes. She can't love him again. There are many people I counsel, and it's sad the way their wives treat them when things are not going well. Oh, he just bought a house. He just got promotion. My husband. They just blackmailed him. They said, this and that happened, and they demoted him. She won't refuse, but you see the body language. Honey, why now? You know I don't like plantain. Please don't disturb me. in this house, when you bring money, we cook well. Subliminal statements. You have started communicating. It's a terrible thing. Please hear what I'm saying. The Lord is speaking very seriously. Never submit to a man because he has money or because he does not have money. The Bible never does that. The Bible never instructs that. So choose whether you want to marry or not. Thank God marriage is not compulsory. But if you want to do it God's way, you must submit. There is no excuse for rebellion. It's a terrible thing when women gather together with their friends. Now, I know, look, I understand that there are times that women sit down and talk to comfort themselves. But there are women who are perpetually in a habit of sitting with groups. They travel to this state, there is a group, and they sit down and lambast their husbands. They talk all kinds of nonsense, reveal family secrets, bedroom secrets that are not for the consumption of the public. And when they finish, they come back and they expect all those women everywhere to respect the men. They will not. Your man had a challenge, and maybe he had an affair with a lady. He has apologized. A man of God came in. They managed the situation. It's only you and the pastor who has managed the situation. You now carried your mouth. You have run it from east to west, from UK to London. Everybody knows your husband once had a challenge. And one day they look at him, and the day he annoys the person who knows that secret, the person will go and publish something. In 1971, you see them do it in America. When God is about to bless somebody, somebody will just come crying on TV and say, "Look, I remember what you did to me. This and that." Because we don't keep quiet. The Bible says, even a fool, when he's silent, is regarded wise. The Bible tells every woman to cover her head. There is a dimension of physical covering, but there is a dimension of spiritual covering. Cover your head, the head over your life. Protect him. Protect him. He's vulnerable. Protect him. Are you getting blessed? Sacrificial. Listen, no matter how rich you are, no matter how blessed you are, a time must come in your relationship and your marriage when you will need sacrifice. Is that true? Sacrifice. There may be times when God can give an instruction. Promise, sold that 3-bedroom flat that you have built and go to a rented apartment. I don't teach irresponsibility, but there are times God will give that instruction. And for those times, it will require sacrifice. There are times, because you want a good education of your child, you will constrain certain things. Please, we cannot go to London on vacation. One day we will go, but for now we cannot go. Let us use that money to train our children. But there are many women, they won't hear. Other women are going, even those who are your juniors in office. But we are here. No, unhealthy comparison. Hospitality. I don't want to talk about that. Sadly, there are ladies who are not hospitable at all. You will buy buns together with a friend. You are just with the friend. You eat the buns, eat the second one, eat the third one, squeeze the leather and try. Say, "Guy, this bun serve is not very sweet." You never give it, even to say, "Please take." You give them once. If they say no, you refuse, because you never meant to give it. Stingy attitudes. And that kind of thing translates in the home. Visitors will come to your house and sit down for hours. They are discussing critical issues with your husband. There are even women, men of God, who come to their house and they won't do anything. When the man is about going, "When we are warming rice, please, I stayed in your house for 2 hours. Warming which rice? Even if you are cooking it, it will be done by then." Ladies, listen. Please don't laugh. It's a serious thing. It starts from your attitude in the hostel. Your pot is your own. Your corner is your own. Your everything is your own. Your shoe is your own. Your water is your own. Your Bible is your own. Your bedsheet is your own. That's how everything will be your own. Even when you get married, you will demarcate it. "Husband, this section of the house is for me. This one is for you. This one is for the children." There are many people who cannot give. They like taking, but they cannot give. Me, ever buy anything for a guy over my dead body, he will keep buying for me. Because to buy 200 naira recharge card, he said, "What will I do?" He's already rich. That is the one that asked me out. I didn't ask him. All that, those stupid Nigerian film type wise sayings that many people imbibe and keep using to destroy their lives. No, sir. Sacrifice. Say sacrifice. You must learn to sacrifice. Many ladies feel ashamed being sacrificial. They feel cheap being sacrificial. We have been indoctrinated by a society that makes women feel cheap when they have to sacrifice. So they come to a guy, and honestly speaking, all this guy has is a small room and all of this, but God is helping him. And no. That attitude of sacrifice is not there. I want tomorrow now. Now, I want tomorrow now. They say we should do this, this and that. I need 90,000 from you. And the brother says, look, honestly, I don't have anything now. You know it. I mean, you can take my ATM. You won't hate him, but your body language. There are many relationships I've counseled. The moment the guy does not have money, he's in trouble. You will see the language of the lady. 1 month before, he gave her 10,000. As if it's your father. You called your physical father. He said he won't give you anything. You now call somebody you are going out with, and you want to swallow him. Only 2,000. Okay, I'm grateful. You will say you are grateful, but your body language for that remaining 1 month, Kai, is being shameless. It's not good training. Hallelujah. You come into the life of a man, you did not contribute anything. Yet, just because he loves you, you want to sit down at the throne of his heart and control his ATM and control his destiny. The only person permitted to occupy that position is Jesus. Are we together? Yeah. There are many brothers suffering under the hands of ladies and women and wives in many respects who cannot be patient. You don't eat tomorrow today. Are you getting blessed? Brothers, the last thing is now the physical factor. Are you seeing that it's now I even brought the physical factor? It must be in that order. That's when you can look at every other thing you want to look at. Is she beautiful? Is she all of these things? Listen, as I have known God more, truly let me tell you this, as I have known God more, and as I have received mentorship from men and women and elderly people who have walked in this life, I found out that all these physical things, they are important, but sincerely, let me tell you the truth from the depth of my heart, they will fade like a leaf. They will fade and vanish like a leaf. I have counseled very beautiful women whose husbands pounded their faces like whatever and drove them out without praying about it. If the entire reason why you are attracted to a woman is physical, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. I was in Jos when I went to see my parents at the beginning of this year. I happened to go and visit one man. He used to be my principal, and that was the advice he gave me before he knelt down and I'll pray for him. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you one truth. Be careful. I'm not saying physical things are not important, but when your concentration on physical beauty or attraction or looks or physique or shape or whatever it is supersedes the fear of God. Are we together now? Supersedes, what's the second one? Submission to the man supersedes whatever. You've heard me say it again. You just come and meet a lady. There are serious issues. Maybe in a family of 10 and all of them are non-Christians. You know what I mean? And she's the only Christian. She's saying, sorry, oh, this is the family you are going to. You didn't settle down to pray. You say, no problem. You are too fine for me to let you go. You are in trouble. My mother is a witch. It's okay. I love you like that. I'm telling you, she's a traditional. I know. Don't worry. There's koinonia. There's miracle service. And people get a lot of casualties. Sorry, man of my brother, I need to tell you something. I was born with some kind of deficiency. Honestly, I'm physically not able to take in. I can't have a child. That's a little what is children. Most important is love for you. You now drive yourself and get married. After 2 years, you want to kill her. As if she didn't tell you. You see, please spiritualize your process of getting a wife. Don't be carnal. Don't sit with brothers and say, "Have you looked at this one? What can you say?" It depends on who you are talking to. If you are talking to a brother who is not born again, you are in trouble. He will give you the counsel of Ahithophel, and after 2 years, you will be surprised to see that beauty can fade. Say amen. God-fearing, submissive at all times, sacrificial, hospitable. Let me talk about responsibility for a while, and then maybe for a few minutes, and then we'll pray. Write it down. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. Please give us 1 Timothy 5 verse 8 quickly. Brothers, I want to talk to you now. I want to talk to everybody, but specifically to the men. We need responsible men in our society. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, is that possible? If that's not possible, I would look for it. Go ahead and read it. It's projected inside, outside. 1, 2, read. Hold on. This is a big revelation. Stop there. The Bible says provide for his own. His own talks of relative and everybody connected. Then it says, but especially, meaning first and foremost, what's your first responsibility? The Bible never said love your neighbor as yourself. There are people who sit down and their wives are suffering and they are donating cars and buses to churches, whereas they cannot pay their children's school fees. It's an irresponsible life. The Bible says, especially to those of his own house. He said he had denied what? The faith. And is worse than an infidel. Write this down. What is responsibility? Responsibility is a burden of obligation over someone or something. Responsibility is a burden of obligation over someone or something. Number two, quickly. Responsibility is an awareness of consequences. An awareness of consequences. That if you do this, there is a consequence. If you do not do this, there is a consequence. Responsibility is an awareness of consequence. I identified a few reasons here why people are generally not responsible. Let me talk about them for a few minutes. Number one, the reason why many people are not responsible and why they may never succeed is their indecision over their success and establishment. The reason why many brothers, many sisters, but brothers especially, may never get established is indecision. There is a difference between a wish and a decision. I want to eat rice, that's a wish. I want to eat rice, but I will get up and go to the restaurant and buy it, or I will go to the market to cook it. That's a decision, backed up by the willingness to pay the price to actualize it. There are many brothers wishing through prayer, wishing through reading books, wishing through receiving prophecy, wishing through dropping their prayer points in miracle service. No, wishing does not provide an answer. Indecision over being successful. Look at me. God is speaking to people here. I preached the first message I preached about responsibility in ministry was a message called Come Out of Your Father's House. That message blessed people in no small way. There are many of us who keep lying to ourselves that we are young. I'm young, you know. I am 20, I am 30, even 40. You say you are young. Are we together? You must learn to take responsibility over your life. If anything will be done, you will have to contribute in making it happen. Indecision. You've never made a decision to rise up and be serious. You've made a decision to marry. You've made a decision to have children. You've made a decision to fantasize. But you've not made a decision to be diligent. Diligent. And say, no, I'm tired of the way my life is. Lord Jesus, things have to change. Look, let me tell you something. There are brothers listening to me right now and some following online. This night should be your night of decision. Many years ago, I made up my mind that I was going to be a very responsible person. It was a vow that I took with God. Are we together? Exactly 14 years ago. In fact, 15 years ago. Exactly 15 years ago. I made that decision that I was going to be serious and be responsible. The first book I bought was Discovering Your Purpose by Dr. Mike Murdock, Dr. Miles Monroe. And I sat down. When I read that book, I cried. I remember writing it. I still have the book till today. It was a vow that I wrote. I will be a responsible man of God. I will be a responsible father. I will be a responsible husband. I will be a responsible leader. Decisions. How do I know you have taken a decision to be successful? When you stop making excuses. Excuses, the language of irresponsible men. I would have done it, but it's not my fault. You too, you understand. No, sir. Stop making excuses. Nigeria is in recession, that's why. No. Men who are fond of making excuses are not responsible men. And that includes women too, of course. Number two, admit your mistakes. That's how I'll know you have decided to succeed. Admit your mistakes. Admit it. Oh, I was careless in this area. I admit. Number three, stop blaming other people for your problems. Many young Nigerians like this. We blame government. We blame all kinds of things. We blame demons. We blame our father. My father didn't train me well. At my age, look at it. Now I'm entering 100 level. It's not the best. But now that you have entered, take responsibility. Take responsibility. There are too many people in anger blaming people. They didn't pay my school fees. The reason why I'm sleeping around for school fees is because I have a stupid father. Okay, I agree. I sympathize with you. But now that you are in Christ, is God speaking to us tonight? This teaching is becoming hot. Koinonia is quiet. I pray that it's entering your spirit, because that's the goal. Stop making excuses. Brother, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. You are making the same excuse since you were 15. You are 31 now. Stop making excuses. Your father drove your mother when you were 9 years. Now you are 20. You are 20. 11 years ago. Get over it and move forward. Oh, Apostle, I was raped when I was 2 years. I'm sorry. I feel very bad for you. But the God of heaven has helped. I know it's very bad and it's disheartening. But get over it and move forward. In fact, we don't even have too much of that in Africa. It's down the west you find irresponsible people. A 70-year-old man will come out and say the reason why he was poor was because the father emotionally abused him. And they'll send a counselor, 70 years. He abused you. Well, how old were you? I was 5. For 65 years, you allowed your life to move like a car without a driver. And now you are blaming your father, going to stand in his graveyard. Dad, I know you're dead. But this and that, trouble, stories. All this drama and gimmicks. Oh no. Take responsibility. Stand and throw stones at a graveyard and go back 70 years? That's a wasted life. Indecision. Have you made a decision that you will succeed? Brothers, look at me. Have you made a decision that your children will not beg for school fees under your authority? Don't say amen. Have you made a decision? Have you made a decision that your wife will not be moving around and go and enter one bus and somebody will be pushing her pregnant 9 months? Madam Chief, one small boy somewhere is pushing your wife. Have you made a decision to be responsible? Have you made a decision to train your children in the fear of the Lord? Have you made a decision to bring the banner of Jesus in your family? Have you made a decision that you are not going to sit one day and explain and tell your children stories and say that man on TV, we were classmates? Have you made a decision? Many of us have not. We have been wishing, but we have never made a decision. Tonight, make it in Koinonia. Are we together? Make that decision. Make that decision. When you make a decision to be successful, you will stop immediately. You stop being a small child. The concept of small child is not by age. The moment there is nothing that occupies your life to keep you focused. That's why people are free. 10 o'clock, you see them moving around, drinking sugarcane on the road, eating carrots on the road, just moving around, and they say, "Ah, bros, how now?" I say, "You are free. Are you free?" Say, "Yes." "Where are you going?" "Man, I got one movie. There's one new computer game." That's a man who has not made a decision to be successful. Because when you make that decision, your purpose is supposed to occupy you for a lifetime. You will be too busy. You have to even receive grace from God to think about marriage. Many people are not purpose driven. By 9 o'clock, you've slept. You wake up by 6 because you are free. You still sleep back. Wake up by 12. You wake up, you are still free. You still sleep back. You spend from 4 to 5 making calls, disturbing visionary people. "How are you? It's been a while." I say, "Sorry, I'm working." "Why are you treating me like this? Is it because I don't have money?" "Let's talk, Jerry." And the person is saying, "I'm busy." And you call it pride. May you be too busy for your enemies to distract you. May you be too busy for visionless people to come into your life and come gossiping, talking nonsense. There are many of us, our idleness and our purposelessness has created the exact atmosphere for gossip and everything. Because you are not working, you don't do anything. People will leave their homes and come and crowd in your house. Your house is the meeting place. Everybody talks about their marriage. They talk about their children. They talk about everything. You are the recipient. No, be too busy. Be too busy. Are we together? Somebody wants to come and gossip. As he's coming close to your house, he sees that you are busy. There are so many things happening. Many brothers are too idle. They are too idle. Call them in the night, they are snoring. Call them in the morning, they are snoring. You're not going to make a great life that way. Look, I will tell you the truth because I love you. That's why many of our parents could not pay our school fees. Huh? Could not pay our school fees. There are fathers today. There are many people seated here. It's not your parents that are paying your school fees. And they are alive and they are doing well. You come and meet them and say, "Daddy, I need school fees." They say, "Are you stupid? What should I do?" He said, "I don't know what is happening in Nigeria." Automatically, what they are telling you is, "Are you not a lady? Go and do whatever you know to do to bring the fees." Do you know how I know many parents are irresponsible? Now, let me say this, and I say it with all honor to God for the privilege of being able to help people. Out of all the people I have paid their school fees and paid the school fees, less than 2% of their parents have cared to call to find out who is paying your school fees. There are people who have been paying their school fees for more than 4 years. There are people who have paid their school fees from secondary school till they graduated. And not once did their parents call to say, "Come, who exactly is the man of God that is paying your school fees? Let's at least come and see him and say thank you." Are we together? Yeah. So I know what I'm saying. Very irresponsible people. There are people, some of you, as you are here now, although you are a student, you are still sending money home. Your father is alive. Your mother is alive. It's not that they are old, they cannot work. They will even call you. "My daughter, nothing for us this month." And they never ask you how the money is coming. So you don't even, do you know, I made a statement and it is scaring me. The things that women and even men do for money is becoming scary. As I counsel people, I'm being afraid. Honestly, I'll tell you this. There are many people, I tell you, their parents are not responsible for their lives. A daughter in a family where they cannot even afford bottled water comes with a phone of 150,000. She's not earning. She's not working. You don't know who is in a relationship with her. No brother has come to show he's responsible. And the father says, "You are enjoying, you know. Just leave our own for us." You see that kind of man? Somebody comes to drop your daughter by 11:30 in the night. 11:30. You are the one, as the father, opens the gate for him. Say, "My God, look at this car. Welcome." she enters with a nude dressing that already shows hellfire. And yet, you please see, this thing I'm saying, I'm not being hard on people. I'm challenging something. If you love Jesus Christ and you love your future, you will love what I'm saying. You may not love me, but love what I'm saying. There's too much carelessness. To the extent that there are many parents who don't even know whether their daughters are in the home or not. 3 days they've not come home. They don't know. If they see them, fine. If they don't see them, fine. It's a different thing. If they are adults, they can live their lives. You can say, this is my daughter, but I did not teach her this. She's taking her decision about life. But you see some of these young ladies that move around, very small girls. They look at you, even as a man of God, they don't respect you. Because people older than you are the ones dealing with them. You greet them, they want to treat you like that man who was with them yesterday. A stupid attitude. They see you, you even look at them, and you see them doing some funny things. You are trying to correct them and tell them something is wrong. Everybody in their eyes is a boyfriend. They don't know the difference between leaders. They are seeing their parents greeting a man of God, and they come out and they are behaving all kinds of things. They think he's another toaster. No respect, no dignity. Are we together? Yeah. This is the carelessness that is happening in society. Do you know, to the point that if you bless a lady and give her 5,000, she will be looking at you and smiling. It's like she's waiting for the other side of the deal. What other side? Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Because nobody helps for nothing. We live in a society where nobody helps for nothing. If I give you 10,000 naira, you know what to do tomorrow. See, listen, let me encourage you. I don't condemn you, but if there is any man in your life, please listen to me. Listen to me. Who you are exchanging money for going to meet that man, stop it this night. In the name of Jesus, say amen. Amen. Say it. Amen. Send them text messages. Whether he's a lecturer or a military officer, a judge, send him a text message after Koinonia. And say, no weekend again, sir. He said, why? Say, a man of God I love so much has spoken. Oh, I will double what I'm giving you. That's not the issue. Are we together? It's very important. It's very disheartening. Please, if you're a parent here and you are listening to me, I'm not saying you sit down and probe your daughters. Ladies, please don't get it personal. But someone has got to talk to them. It's too much. It's too careless. It's too much. A daughter comes with a phone that even her father cannot buy. 250,000 naira phone. A laptop. Whatever it is. And nobody can ask a question. Nobody. Of course you cannot ask because you were never part of her life. You never contributed in making it happen. So is it today now you ask her, where did the laptop come from? It's a terrible thing. See, when you see me close to my ladies in Koinonia here, it's for a reason. Many of them literally did not have that father figure in their life. Literally. The moment they are hungry, they know they must sleep with somebody. So for them, they are shocked having somebody that can bless your life genuinely. Guys, parents, we have work to do. Many of our parents have really failed us. It's very important. But then we must take responsibility. Please, sisters, you are going to vow in the name of the Lord today. It's better for them to drive you away from school than you should. Do you know how many people you catch HIV today? Do you think the man who gave you the HIV? There are many people who move around, you are seeing. It looks like they are healthy. The aside from the spirit in them, spiritually speaking, curses, yokes, spells on their head, they land everything on your destiny. You are too small for that kind of thing. There are people who you see them young and small, but the things they have gone through, they can sell you and bring the change. They look at you as if they don't know anything. The Lord will help us. The Lord will seriously help us. Valentine is coming again. an opportunity for destroyers to emerge. From tomorrow, they are selling cakes now, selling balloons, selling letters, selling all kinds of things. They will come roaming around like wolves, about to eat up the destinies of people. They leave their wives and their children. Some of them, their parents, some of the people that some of these men are looking for, the lady they are looking for is even the daughter of the man's friend. Is that true?
Yeah.
There are ladies that pride themselves in dealing with certain classes of men. We don't do all these small boys. No, us our own, we deal with Abuja kind. 99 days for the thief. The owner is not your husband, the owner is Jesus. The day the owner will come and say, look, I'm fed up with your life, you'll be in trouble. Men will go and catch HIV and come and give their wives. Women will catch HIV and give their husbands and kill themselves. I paid a lady's school fees today by the grace of God and to the glory of God. And it was a disheartening situation. Her registration was closing today. I don't even know the person in the university today. Her father and her mother both died of HIV and left two of them taking care of themselves. I asked the lady, how have you been paying your school fees? She said, I do tailoring. I laughed. I said, I'm not a small child. How have you been paying your school fees? Answer me. What is you do tailoring? How much is your school fees and how much do you sew clothes? And that's when she shocked me and said she has been paying it by doing whatever she does with her pastor. Nothing goes for nothing. This is Nigeria. You can't eat your cake and have it. I live to praise your name. I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. Proverbs 21 verse 20. I want to cast a spirit among men tonight. It's called the spirit of a waster. Write it down. The spirit of a waster. We must cast that spirit out of our brothers. The spirit of waste. Proverbs 21 verse 20. Wasted opportunities. Wasted relationships. I'd like us to read it. It's projected. One to read. An oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spendeth it all. Look at me. You know, when I talk to many brothers, the first thing they tell me is, Apostle, times are hard. There's no money. I want to do business. There is no money. It's a lie. Look at me. God has been faithful to many brothers. If you are a tither at one point or the other in your life, God has been faithful. But many people in the body of Christ are wasters. Wasters of resources. Wasters of opportunities. Living a lie. Living a false life. Your salary is 50,000. But you are staying in a house of 500,000. You are a waster. Are we together? Your salary is 100,000. You are driving a car of 5.5. You are a waster. I told people, don't buy a car until you have money up to 10% of the value of that car consistently for maintenance. Your maintenance cost is approximately 10 to 20% of the overall value of the car you buy on a consistent basis. Many people go and collect loans from the bank instead of them to buy a simple car. They buy different kinds of cars, move around to prove a point. You are earning 20,000, you are buying a material of 50,000, and you wear it and everybody around you does not know. Let me show you how Satan cheats Africans. There are many of us, if you did not have the spirit of a waster, God has been faithful in your life, you would have raised up to a million naira right now to do responsible things. How about marriage? How we waste money in Africa? You get the best venue, hire the best people, you go and get a small boy and pay for that boy 30,000 naira to hold a ring. Can't you put it in your pocket? Of course, why are you laughing? Will it stop it from entering our hand? The spirit of a waster is destroying Nigerians. You are a student, you are wearing a suit of 50,000 and you pride yourself all around. I have this. No, sir. It's a waster. And we pastors have been victims of this. Because in an attempt to help people become successful, we put pressure on them to prove that the word is working. And in an attempt to show that the word is working, the money that God gave the guy to help him, he now uses it to buy a car as a 100-level student to show that he has faith. Faith is not foolishness. You are in 200 level, you are wearing a weaver of 20,000. No. There are many students who are eating where certain lecturers are eating. Where a piece of meat, a big piece of meat is 500 naira. See that? And you eat 3 square meals a day. They give you 10,000 naira in a week is spent. Some of us have a spirit of spending. You can't rest till it finishes. It's a spirit. Waster. Are we together? You are wearing a shoe of this amount. Please, I'm talking to you. You have to square up. There are things in your life you can go and sell. That's your capital. Sell all those nonsense. You have 3 phones. Who are you calling? You are loading your phone with 10,000 naira in a month. That's somebody's salary. And you, all you are doing is gisting. Rooms that we give the devil to destroy our lives. Praise the Lord. You are not doing anything. Your barber comes to meet you. 1,000 naira per barber. Can't you go and kill? What are you rushing for? Are you getting what I'm saying now? There are people who don't have any money. You are not earning anything. You charter a car to wherever you want to go to. Let me show you how we waste money. 25,000 naira on a trip. Oh, I can't enter night bus. We have to fly. 30,000 naira. Economy is finished. Book business class. 45,000 naira. You are paying. You are flying away your destiny. Whereas with 5,000 naira, you can with honor. I'm not saying the days will not come for those things. But not now. Fake life. You see people living. Especially we men of God. Fake life. So that I will show that I'm anointed. You go and buy a watch of 100,000. You are wearing it. No, let me tell you. When you rise, everything around you rises. So when you fake it, nothing around you can resonate with the level you claim to have been. You don't know anybody that warrants that level of influence. When Koinonia started here, with crowds of people packed to outside, I will come on a bike. A bike! Miracle service! People are waiting. The next thing you hear sound of a bike, I will drop from it honorably with my Bible. And at that time, I was already blessed. Please, stop any fake life. We know you are responsible and we know God will help you. Brothers, am I speaking to you? This pressure of trying to look like Joshua Selman, you will die, oh. You don't know the fire I've passed through to come where I am. No, no, sir. This pressure of trying to do this. Visitors, if I am coming to your house, if all you have is water, keep it there. Don't go and borrow money to cook turkey. I didn't ask you. God is faithful. I'm not coming for food. There are families and women of God, may God forgive us honestly. Because when anytime they visit any family, they must prepare honorarium. Thank God no leader is doing that here. The day I hear that any leader in this place is going to anybody's house and saying they should package honorarium. Oh no, 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 no. The God that sent me will judge that leader. Judge that leader. That you go to anybody's house under the canopy of Koinonia and go and say they should give you. No, not every seed self is collectible. Some things they are your birthright. You are collecting your honor and your dignity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is God helping us tonight? The spirit of waste. You start saving. You get 50,000 naira every day from your parents. That's a worker's salary. Yet before half of the month, you are begging people who are on their own. Your makeup kit is 20,000. Who cares? If you have the money, that's all right. There are some of us now, you are planning marriage. You've not gone anywhere. You've spent 2.5. What are you doing with it? wedding gown 500,000 to wear once. Are you wearing it every day? Suit 100,000. There is a particular encore that this group, where is it in the Bible? If you don't have money, everybody should dress well. Just honor them. Will they deny that they are your parents? Must they dress in encore? Please hear what I'm saying. Oh, if eat your size and grow gradually, God will honor you. Honeymoon, you want to travel out to where? If you don't have the money, explain to your wife. Honeymoon is a mentality, not an act. Africans waste money. I was sharing with some people today, 12 years celebration of getting born again, 13 years of getting filled with the Holy Spirit, 2 years of being delivered from smoking, and we organize a big ceremony. We fly people from everywhere. December, the entire savings of Nigerians for January to November finishes in 3 days. 3 days of hilarious living. You buy hamper 14,000 per one. You buy almost 20 to share because you are looking for a good name in church. No, sir. There are brothers here, you have no business buying a laptop. You don't have the money. There are sisters, you have no business buying certain materials. If all you have is one trouser, my brother, iron it with dignity. The God of heaven who sees you will honor you. You are not irresponsible. If you meet the sister and she doesn't like you because of the trouser, God just saved you from a bad wife. Go away and trust God for a lady who knows how to see in the spirit. Hallelujah. Don't put pressure on yourself. You enter any relationship that is a high maintenance relationship, killing you, book for counseling. Book for counseling fast and say, Apostle, I need help. I'm not saying you are bad people. That's what counseling is for. To be able to talk to you and say, no, I think you're spending too much. People get married and they don't have a house. They get married, they spend 2.5 million and they cannot afford 150,000 for a house because of the life of a minister. May the Lord deliver us from the spirit of waste. What of ministries that waste? Uncommanded projects. Projects that are not commanded by God. Oh, this other man of God is doing it. Let's do it too. A church comes and they don't have money simply because they are seeing people pay school fees. They now start paying people school fees and the entire reserve of the ministry disappears. Oh, they are buying a pulpit. Oh, they are buying this. This is 5 million. We must also buy it. Uncommanded project. Anywhere God has not taken me to, I'm not under pressure. I will get there for sure. Whether you believe it or not, I will get there. There are levels Koinonia has reached now by the grace of God, and there are levels we have not reached. I will never put myself under pressure to get into those levels. Brother, your hand does not reach to buy a car. Be patient. Just take it easy. The God of heaven will give you. When favor comes upon your life, it will be like rain. In 24 hours, God will change your life. But by the time you force the door, it will open, but it will kill you. We are going to pray. Has anyone learned something tonight? God wants us to rise to be great men and women. First in our family lives, but also in every other thing. Every lady here trusting God for a good man, may the God that I serve bring a good man to your life. And any brother trusting God for a good woman, may God bring a good person. But you cannot reap a seed you are not sowing. You cannot sow the seed of a stupid man and reap a virtuous woman. You cannot sow a seed of a wicked woman and reap an award-winning man. God is not that unjust. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that he shall reap. So ladies, please listen to me as I round up. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be careful with some of this carnality and materialism. Be careful. I've challenged the brothers to be serious, but you must be careful. There is nobody, no tree, no matter how well you water and fertilize it, it will not become a giant oak tree in one day. But there's potentials for it. Are you together now? Yeah. There are people some of you admire. If you saw them 10, 20 years ago, you will not like them. But faith. I saw one man of God, when I saw his picture, it was as if he was with rope he used to tie his waist. You can use measuring tape and tie the waist. His wedding with his wife, she just stood as if they carried that cap, as if they carried cap somewhere and just put on her head. And the guy should be a multi-millionaire, if not a billionaire today. He lavishes upon his wife like there's no tomorrow. That's the price of taking the risk with the man. If you are risk averse, you sit down there. Is God helping us? And brothers, be responsible. Don't take for granted that I've told ladies to be responsible and you sit down. You are stingy, you are greedy, you are in a relationship, Valentine is coming, you are pretending like you don't know. Plan! You must do something on Tuesday. Plan! Plan! You have today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday morning. Plan! So that you don't take for granted and say, because some of those things are laziness. Please, we must balance it. Brothers, you must be serious. Sisters, you must be serious. Make up your mind that you are going to make a good decision. Dissociate from any dangerous and poisonous